Hi, my name is Rod Kleef. I'm host of the Lifetime Cashflow podcast, and I want to take a second and talk about my friend Adam Adams and his events. Now, I've been blessed to speak at his events, and I know he's known as one of the top meetup organizers on the planet. But let me just say this about Adam. If he's having an event, go to it. Adam focuses on adding absolutely as much value as possible. He comes with my highest endorsement.
It's time for the Creative Real Estate Podcast, your source for out-of-the-box real estate investing strategies, brought to you by RealBlueSpruce.com.
Welcome back to the Creative Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Adam AAA Adams, and I'm just thrilled because Neil Bawa is on the line with me. And what we're going to discuss today is there really is something that is holding people back from being able to raise money. And the main thing that's holding people back from raising money is because nobody knows who they are. If people know who you are and they can like you and they can trust you, they can follow you, they can see what you're doing and where you're doing it and start to build a relationship, then you're going to be able to attract capital more easily. So what Neil's going to talk about today is the 10 things that you absolutely need in order to have influence. And we're going to deep dive into one of my favorites. So with that said, welcome to the show, Neil Bawa.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Adam. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm super jazzed to be presenting at the Denver event.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. So the Denver event, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which is coming right up. If you don't have your tickets yet, I'm sure by the end of hearing Neil, which he's going to be one of our keynote speakers, by the end of hearing him today, I know you're going to need to be there anyway. But let's dive right into it. You've been on the show before. So we can always search for that and look and listen to the amazing nuggets that you went into when we were talking about finding the perfect market, the perfect target market. Those gems, episode 242. You know why I remember that, Neil?
Holy crap. You remember the actual episode number?
Yes, I remember the actual episode number without having to look at it because I speak all over the country. And when people reach out to me and they're like, how do you look at markets? I used to have to look that up on my cell phone. And now it's just totally memorized. Episode 242, Neil Bawa. That's where you need to go to find out how to select a target market. But at any rate, we're not talking about a target market today. Neil Bawa has some Superman superpowers. And today we're going to be talking about influence and why you're not attracting enough money is because you probably aren't doing this right. So Neil Bawa, why don't you share with us a little bit about what is it that you're going to cover at the Raising Money Summit and throw out a couple of nuggets that will really help us grow to the next level.
Absolutely. I think when it comes to money raising, I think I can claim to have some credentials. So in the last 4 months, I've raised $15 million and had $15.5 million on standby. So if I had enough product, I could have raised about almost $31 million in the last 4 months. So I think I have some credibility when it comes to this space. I have no sugar daddies. I have no one raising money for me. I have no capital raisers. And most importantly, I don't have any institutional capital. All of this money was individual investors. And I know every single one of these investors, everybody that invested, over 170 of them in the last 4 months, I know them. And that's because I focus on influence. One of the key things that you have to understand is raising money is the alpha skill. It's not the alpha skill in real estate. It is the alpha skill of the world. The reason Elon Musk is that successful is because he's been able to raise money for his projects 4 times. The reason Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world is because he knew how to raise money for Amazon in 1996 when people didn't even know what the internet was. Raising money is the most important of all skills. So even though you watch all of these other podcasts that I'm doing about market analysis or asset management, the skill that I believe is the most fundamental is the one that I'm going to teach in Denver. And in Denver, I'm going to teach the 10 domains of influence. What are the different ways in which you influence people? And how do you line them up? Which one comes first? how much time do you spend on each domain of influence? Do you spend a month building your website? Do you spend a year building a Facebook group? How do you, not just building it, but what do you want to put in there? And what's the stuff that nobody cares about? With live examples, I'm going to give you step-by-step live examples. When I'm saying build a website, and I'm not just going to say, here's a website. I'm going to say, these are the top three websites in our space because of this. Do you see this graphic here? You're going to take this graphic, you're going to make it look like this, and you're going to put it both in your PowerPoint deck, which you're going to go out to investors with, and you're also going to put it on your website. I'm going to explain the other domains. I'm going to talk about opinion leadership. I'm going to discuss a lot of opinion leadership platforms, and I'm going to tell you which ones are easy, which ones are hard, which ones will make you a lot of money, and which ones will make you a crap load of money. Obviously, the crap load comes with a huge amount of work. It also comes with a time investment. So we'll go through them, and I'm going to go from bottom to top, right? As I'm looking at those 10 domains of influence. And some of those you can imagine are domains that you might know about. Facebook. So you might say, well, start a Facebook group. I'm not going to talk about starting a Facebook group. There's going to be plenty of presenters there talking about it. I'm going to say, here's the exact steps that will give you 100 brand new people on your Facebook group next week. 100 next week, 100 every single week. And then I'm going to show you exactly how many Facebook people have been added to my Facebook group in the last 6 weeks. How did I get them? What did I do? What were all the specific steps? And then after that, I'm going to tell you all these people are worthless, because adding people to your Facebook group doesn't mean anything if you don't influence them. Influence is key. Facebook is a two-part process. Get people to look at you and then stay in touch with them so they want to listen to you. So we're going to talk about what are the top 10 things you do on Facebook. And you'll be surprised by at least 8 of them, because most of the time you actually have to do silly stuff for people to pay attention to yourself. So I'm going to give you a bunch of silly things that you should absolutely be doing on your Facebook group all the time. So we're going to go through those kinds of domains, and Facebook is one of those 10 domains. Today, though, I'm going to give you one of those domains. The remaining 9, I'll see you in Denver. But I'm going to give you one, and it's incredibly powerful. You've heard from many times from Adam that starting a meetup group of your own is insanely profitable. It's very beneficial. Adam actually runs the most scaled meetup group of all. I'm going to give you one that's easier, right? Everything he says is correct. But to me, what Adam is teaching is a level 2 technique. I'm going to teach you a level 1. Without having your meetup yourself, how do you all of a sudden become awesome so that every meetup group organizer knows you? And you're a star in your area without actually having your own meetup group. Here's your process. The first thing is, I want you to survey all the meetups in your area, right? And how do you do that? You go to meetup.com, you type in real estate, you set a 50-mile radius, and you look at all of them. Now, some of them will have 3,000 people. Some of them will have 1,000 people. Guess what? The ones with 1,000 might be better. How do you tell that? Click on the group, join it. Click it and count the number of people that have attended or RSVP'd at their last 3 meetings. Stick that into Excel. Come up with an average. Focus on the ones that are bigger, not the ones that have more members, but the ones that have more RSVPs. What's the point of a group with 5,000 people that has nobody ever showing up? Focus on those groups. Next, go to each of those groups one time and focus on the ones that have something known as haves and wants. You're going to build your brand based on a 90-second pitch. And that 90-second pitch can only happen in meetups that do haves and wants. A meetup with haves and wants is 10 times as beneficial as a meetup that is not. So what you're going to do is you're going to write and practice and improve, constantly improve your haves and wants pitch. Your pitch has to be very confident, very booming. It has to be different from everyone else's pitch. Most importantly, don't ramble. Don't spend 5 minutes. Get it done in 60 to 90 seconds. When you start, it's 90. By the time it's refined, it's 60. Hi, I'm Neil Bawa, and I help investors, hundreds of investors, achieve financial freedom through passive investing. I buy large apartment complexes throughout the United States. I improve them and generate millions of dollars of cash flow that I distribute every year. Not wrong. Now, obviously, when you start out, you're not going to be able to say that. You can simply add the word, my goal is. Same pitch, but now you're saying that's your goal. You're not saying I've done it yet. I'm working with a group of investors that are doing this. Whatever you need to say, it has to be crisp, but it has to be specific to all of your keywords. Your keywords, financial freedom, passive income, scale, economies of scale. Those are all the words that have to go into that 60 seconds. A lot of people are like, I can't design a pitch deck. It takes 6 hours. This is 60 seconds. Take the time and then be in front of a mirror. Practice it over and over and over again until you're just freaking marvelous at this 60 seconds. Now, your job's not done because all you did in those 60 seconds is you caught everyone's attention, right? You are going to end those 60 seconds with saying, in the back after this presentation, I'm going to be showing you some examples of the sort of properties that I'm going to be buying on my iPad. I welcome you to join me. That's your last 10, 11 seconds. You're going to have an iPad. This iPad is going to have a very specific kind of cover. Remember those ring covers where you stick your middle finger through it so now you can hold the iPad? Why? Because your other hand needs to be free. It's very important that you don't buy any other kind of cover. So just the kind where you stick your finger through the ring that's on the back of the iPad, so now you've got one hand that's free. This iPad, you're going to put lots of beautiful multifamilies, not brand new Class A, but Class C properties. Why? Just Google them on the web, gather a bunch of pictures, and stick them on the iPad. Okay? Now spend 15 minutes in iMovie or whatever software you like, and add headers at the bottom. Remember all those headers about financial freedom and passive investing and living the life that you want? Whatever messaging you want, stick it at the bottom of each picture. Now, using the iPad, Photos app, start a slideshow and make sure it runs, right? All this stuff you're doing before you go to the app, you just want that slideshow running. All it's showing you is every 5 seconds it's showing you an apartment complex and it's showing you at the bottom those messages that you want to send people. That's it. That's your whole pitch. Why? Because you don't really want people to look at the iPad. The purpose of the iPad is to gather a bunch of people around you. You know, human beings are animals. When they see somebody who's standing there with an iPad, by the way, have it at maximum brightness, very important, maximum brightness. When you're doing something and you keep pointing to the iPad and another guy is listening to you, a whole bunch of people are like, what the heck is he showing him on that hype iPad? So before you know it, there's 18 people standing around you that no longer realize that you're just talking about your properties and what you're looking to buy and the benefits of multifamily. You've got some catchphrases that you're throwing out there and all these people are looking at you. But you're not there right now to be a stud. They don't know you. You don't have a property. Your job is to get their damn business card. Okay? That's what your job is. So what you're going to do is you're going to create custom cards. You're going to have a custom card. Firstly, it can't be horizontal. It's going to be vertical. Why? Because it looks different. It's going to have a color, that background, that's not white in color. Why? Because it looks different. You get my point? And on there, you're going to put in your messaging. Nobody remembers you the next morning, but they remember what's on the card, right? So my card, I'm going to read one for you. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. So here's my card. And it says, experience the amazing benefits of apartment investing. You notice that this card is actually vertical, right? And then here it says, here, because I have a track record, I add something else. 300 plus investors, $150 million in asset management, blah, blah, blah. So we're building credibility. And then I've got additional messaging on the back. Use that space. Why? Because tomorrow he's not going to remember you. But the moment he reads this card, he is going to remember you. So take these kinds of cards with you. Also, this card is actually not very useful. Very few people will actually call you because you gave them your card. The purpose of this card is only one thing, so you can get their card. Their card is 10 times as important as your card. So you're going to start handing out cards, and as you hand out the card, you do it in slow motion. Why? Because you're going to stop at one point and say, can I get your card? And you're still holding your card in your hand, but by that point, it would be odd for them to not give you a card. So he's like, he fishes out his card and he hands it to you. And then you give him your card because now you've got a card. Now, the problem is 2/3 of the damn people that show up at this meetup don't bring a card with them. But you have to capture their information too. You spend all this time and all this money going to the meetup. You got to get their information. How do you get that? Well, you're going to have a 3x5 inch notebook. It's a spiral notebook. And you're going to do exactly what I'm about to tell you. you're going to take a pen and with a thread, you're going to tie it to that book. The spiral book, it has those spiral thingies, right? You're going to tie a thread to a pen because otherwise within the first 3 goddamn minutes, you're going to lose your pen, right? So it's very important to do that. Now, if the person says, I'm sorry, I didn't bring my card, right? You're going to say, hey, no worries. And you're going to remember one hand, you've got the iPad, the other hand is free. You're going to fish out the notebook with the pen attached and say, oh, go ahead and write your information here. Please write it for me. Now, because he said, sorry, I don't have the card, it's embarrassing for him not to write the information. So he's like, okay, bummer, I have to give this guy my information. So he's going to start writing in the book. And as soon as he starts writing, you're going to say this because you're about to triple the number of email addresses you get. You're going to say this, please write everything in capitals. Because otherwise I can't understand the goddamn chicken scratch that these people are writing. So it's super important. Every time you see somebody starting to write, say, please write everything in capitals. Now, as soon as you're done, you're going to move your eye contact from this guy because you're done with this guy. He's writing. You're going to move your eye contact to the next guy. You're going to say some things about multifamily. You're going to do the whole card thing again. Give him your card. If he gives you a card back, that's fine. You're done with him. Move on to the next guy. Eye contact. Rotate through this whole group. Your job is to get a certain number of business cards and a certain number of email addresses from people and leave a bunch of messages with them, right? What messages? Come on. You're in multifamily, right? You know the messages by now. Passive income, financial freedom, cash flow, monthly checks, blah, blah, blah. Go through the whole damn thing. It doesn't matter yet because at this point, you've only got them for 5 minutes. You're going to be giving them your real messaging later, by the way, which I'm going to teach in Denver. The real messaging that you're going to send them comes later. Right now, all you care about is one damn email address, right? That's all you're there for. So grab it, move on to the next guy. Biggest mistake people make in a meetup, they're yakking away with the same person for 30 minutes. 2 goddamn minutes. Move on to the next person. He's not going to even remember you in 20 minutes. Don't tell him your life story. Move on to the next person, right? Then
may I interrupt you?
Yeah.
I wanna touch on just a couple of interesting things that you've mentioned so far. And these are all awesome. And by the way, we've got Facebook Live going right now. Wow. So Facebook, we're not just recording the podcast, we're also live on Facebook. We do a lot of our podcasts
Hello,
that
Facebook.
Way. So what it is everybody's calling you the mad professor. You're the smartest, blah, 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 blah. Everyone loves you, Neil. And thank you for coming on here and sharing these details. Some of the details that I want to bring out right now is number one, you're talking about eye contact. And what's funny is that gets missed quite a bit, especially when you're new to networking. Yeah. A lot of us want to look to the side where we feel more comfortable. Even when it feels uncomfortable, eye contact is very important. The next thing that I wanted to point out that you mentioned is where you said this, go ahead and write your information here. This is an hypnotic suggestion. When you give permission to somebody to go ahead and do this, those words ring in their minds that it's okay to do it. Most people don't want to, but when you use the words, go ahead and do this, they feel like, okay, this is okay for me to do. And then the next thing that I want to mention that you said, which is brilliant and makes a big difference between what you're suggesting that we do and what we would have done without listening to today's podcast, is the fact that you said, please write everything in capitals. One of the reasons why I pointed this out is because it's another suggestion, but it allows them to see themselves writing it in capitals, and that makes a bigger difference to whether they're going to do it or not than if you just say, oh, just write it there. You say, write it in caps, and then they think, okay, so I have to write it in caps, and they start to do it. It's very interesting. The strategies that you're using, these are like ninja strategies that people would be going and paying tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars to learn this type of influence that you're just throwing out like it comes second nature. It's amazing. And this podcast is going to be probably my second favorite podcast now, next to episode 242. All right, so I interrupted you, and I'll give you back the floor.
So there's, you know, remember, we're talking about the 10 domains of influence, and the bottom rung is you going to a meetup. The remaining 9 we're going to talk about in Denver, but let me give you the final 2 minutes of tips on the bottom domain, which is the being a superstar at a meetup without actually owning your own meetup. The next thing you're going to do is this. Always, always at every meetup that you like, this is a meetup you want to go many times, correct? This is one with the haves and wants and lots of people show up. You're going to first, whenever you walk into the meetup, you're first going to straight away go to the organizer, right? And you're going to make sure you address him by his first name. Hey, Adam, how are you? Thanks for having me at this meetup. You don't know how much value you provide. Make sure you have canned statements so that they understand that you're thanking them, that you truly appreciate their time, and you're very happy to be here. Big smile. Repeat the same process as the last thing that you do when you leave. But this time say, mind-blowing meetup. Let me know if you need anything. I'm very motivated to help you. Never tell people, let me know if you need anything. They know that that is just you being courteous. When you said, tell them, let me know if you need anything. I am very motivated to help you. Now he knows it's real, that you can actually help him. If he's putting together a conference in Denver called a capital raising conference, he can call you, right? Because he knows you're real. That last sentence made it real in his mind, and he's going to now remember you. Why? Because you did it twice, and at the second time, you did something unusual. Now, you're going to repeat this every single time you go to this person's meetup. But by the time you go to this person's meetup 3 times, now he's used to seeing you, right? He's seen you every single time. And this time when you're leaving, after you say, I am very motivated to help you, you're going to add an additional sentence there. You're going to say, by the way, I have some incredible presentations that I've been developing that I would love to talk with you about whenever you have time. Meetup presenters need presentations. They need content. Their meetup is only worth as much as the quality of their content. You cannot go and tell them that the first time, but the third time you're going to tell them that. Now, he's not immediately going to say, oh my God, you know, Jesus is here. I'm going to grab you and we're going to start the presentation. No. It's not going to happen immediately, but when you go to the meetup the 4th time, you're going to tell him a little bit more about that presentation that you're developing, and then a little bit more. And I guarantee within the next 3 meetups, you will get an invite to be a presenter at his meetup. That is huge. And you did it by just subliminal suggestions at the end that took 30 seconds each. Is that powerful?
It's incredibly powerful. This is one of the best ways into Trojan horse marketing, where you are the Trojan horse, and that is the war base area where you're trying to see how you can get in and take over. And the way to do it when you don't even have to run your own meetup groups is perfect, where you start to just say I am very motivated to help you, that whole sentence. And by the way, all these notes are on the Facebook. So I've taken really good notes on the Facebook messages, if you just go up and down and scroll through. And then you said you do that the first time, you do that the second time, and on the 3rd time, you do that and you mention that you are developing a few presentations or an awesome presentation that and just let them know. And then the 4th time you mention,
instead of saying, you know, those presentations I mentioned about, they're coming along really great. You know, some parts of them, I've got this thing here, which is just mind blowing. Just a little teaser. Your job is to basically seed. You're putting some water in every month because you know that a presentation plant is going to grow out of this, right? That's what you're there for, right? That's you being that ninja marketer in front of a person of influence. They're a person of influence. You're not yet there. So you must, I'm just amazed. People go to meetups for a year and never talk to the organizer. Just, oh my God, he's the most influential person in that room. He needs to remember you from day one. That is so critical. So let me finish by giving you 3 last tips on the meetups. Number one,
I feel like we already have enough mind-boggling information, but if you have three more, let's do it.
So this next one is the most powerful of them all, right? The problem is you can only talk to so many people in the back of the room, but there's all these other people talking. Now, as you go to these meetups, you're going to notice that there's all these other guys who appear to be quite smart. Maybe they don't have all of these techniques, but they have this natural inclination to be there at the meetups. So you're going to start recognizing them, correct? You're going to say, oh, Joe, he was there at the last meetup. He's here again. This guy's a player. Look at how he's working the room, right? Now, you're going to identify three of those people at every single meetup. You're going to write down their names, and then you're going to make them your contact swap buddies. They're going to be your contact swap buddies. You're going to say, hey, Joe, after every time we do this meetup, you know, you send me your business cards, and don't worry, you don't need to do anything. You just put them on the carpet and all the pictures, and just take a picture and you send it to me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my virtual assistant type them up in Excel. By the way, early on, you're the virtual assistant. And I'm going to type them up and I'm going to send you all of mine, right? So now what have you done? Because there's maybe you got 10 contacts and these other three contact buddies got 15. You've gone from 10 contacts to 25 contacts. And you might say, but Neil, I didn't meet any of those other people. But they don't remember you anyway. You're going to be, when you send the messaging out, you're going to say, I was at Adam Adams meetup in Denver on the 25th, and that's where we met. And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, of course I met this guy. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He has no idea. But now you've got 25 people that you can influence immediately, right? You went from 10 to 25 by just having contact swap buddies. How's that for growth in your database?
I love it. So I love it. That's great. Yes.
Here's my last.
Yeah, this is great. Do you still want to share two more?
Let's do it. I want to finish off the meetup because I've got 9 domains to go through in Denver. So imagine what's going to happen in Denver. Because remember, this is the bottom rung. We're going up the steps in Denver. The top rungs are the $10 million rungs. The bottom rungs are the $100,000 rungs. That's where we are right now. Do not talk to people for more than 2 to 5 minutes. And if they're still talking with you, just excuse yourselves to go to the restroom and then walk away and go somewhere else. It's super important that you time yourself. What is your goal at a meetup? Your goal is I want to have 3 solid conversations and I want to bring home 15 to 20 cards. If you don't have these 2 goals, there is no point in going to a meetup. If you want to learn, go. If you want to be a capital raiser, you must have these 2 goals. You've got to have 3 good conversations and you got to bring home 20 cards. The 20 cards are going to go into your email database and email has to go out to people within a week because it's going to be referencing Adam Adams Denver meetup on so-and-so day. You can't send that a month later. You got to send that out in a week. But the 3 good conversations, you've got to start the conversations with those 3 people using texting. Texting is more effective. Adam uses all the time. He will either use Facebook or texting to start conversations. You will start the conversations with those people, 3 people over texting. It's less innocuous. And then you'll elevate that to a phone call to have your 3 conversations. You have those 3 conversations. You go to 2 meetups a week. That's 6 conversations. That's 300 a year. In a year, you'll have more money and more projects than you know what to do with.
I love it. I really appreciate you going into all this detail. And I just wrote this on the Facebook. Guys and girls, if you're like just blown away right now, like I am, at the ninja strategies that we're doing on Meetup, this is an event that you cannot miss. Our goal is to give you value. Our goal is to make sure that you walk away from the Raising Money Summit with the ability to have passive investors opting into your list while you're sleeping. If we do that, we've done our job, and by golly, we always do our job. It's because we have killer people like Neil Bawa and 25 other amazing speakers that are opening up their kimono to show you the most secret parts of their business that gives them the ability to raise millions and millions and millions of dollars time after time again. So if you're loving this interview, and you got a lot of value so far, seriously need to be at the Raising Money Summit. We're going to give you value, I promise. All right. So, Neil, was there one more thing that you wanted to share?
Oh, no, that was it. Oh, yeah, right, custom perfect. Lanyard. Make a custom lanyard that says multifamily and apartments. Make sure that you have a badge with a custom lanyard. Be shameless about it. A custom lanyard with logos of multifamily will attract lots and lots of attention, cost $10 to get on Amazon.
Oh, my gosh. This is one that I need to do right away. I'm going to buy my own custom lanyards from now on. People are going to look at me. What's going on right there? Why is his lanyard gold and everyone else's is blue?
Because he's special. And I should go talk to him.
Yes, I love it. That's so awesome. All right, so the Raising Money Summit is October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. If you haven't gotten your tickets by now, go to raisingmoneysummit.com. Put in the promo code podcast, because my podcast listeners get a big discount just for being listeners of the show. So, Neil Bawa, how do people find you? How do they get a hold of you? If not at the Raising Money Summit, what's the best way for them to contact you?
So we have about 40 or 50 different presentations. You just watched a tiny little bit of one. It's multifamilyu.com, Multifamily University. So it's multifamily followed by the letter U.com. A lot of the presentations are not about multifamily. They're about real estate in general. We're curious characters. As you know, I'm the mad scientist of multifamily. So my experimentations are on there. All kinds of things that are broken and messed up and now fixed. So check out multifamilyu.com. That's easy. You can connect with me there in lots of different ways. Or just go to Facebook to the Magic of Multifamily group. I believe multifamily is magic. I believe Adam Adams believes multifamily is magic. So I named my group Magic of Multifamily.
Awesome. Neil, I hope that they all go to Multifamily U and Magic of Multifamily. If this is the type of nuggets that you're dropping, these are two places that people need to be. So thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. But until next time, my friend, think outside the box.
Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought you'd be further along financially by now? If so, you're not alone. Many people find themselves wanting to ditch their 9-to-5, wishing they had more time with their family. What most people want is to simply live the life that they choose, and with plenty of money to do so. The good news is you can live an abundant life through apartment investing. Mark and Tamil Kenny with Think Multifamily help you take back the time and freedom so that you can live free from the stresses that burden so many. Through multifamily investing, they teach you how to set your family up for a lifetime of true success and fulfillment. They have helped hundreds of people just like you. Patrick, for example, who since working with Think Multifamily has purchased over 900 units, with another 850 under contract. And at 27 years old, was able to quit his demanding job in corporate America. Regardless of your age or profession, Think Multifamily can help you create the life of your dreams. As hosts of the new Think Multifamily podcast, Mark and Tamil will walk you through the journey step by step to make sure you are completely set up for success. Through this interview-style podcast, you will gain a proven strategic apartment investing system and hear stories from successful investors, all to help you be light years ahead of those who try to do it alone. Subscribe to the Think Multifamily podcast today at thinkmultifamily.com/podcast.